So how is news of this payout likely to play out publicly? If early indications are anything to go by, it's not sitting that well. And one expert says corporate Australia needs to get used to increased public scrutiny, especially around executive pay. Penny Timms reports.
What is the right amount for a see-you-later package when the company in question is owned by the Australian government? Well, out on the street, people the World Today spoke to generally felt that $10.8 million is a bit rich.
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think so. You don't really see what they do. So, I mean, like, how do you know what they're going to be being paid for?
Yeah, they do get paid a lot. I think the people below do a lot more work than what they're paid for.
That's also the thinking of Associate Professor Julie Walker of the University of Queensland. She's an Associate Professor of Accounting and has a special interest in corporate responsibility and executive remuneration.
Look, I think it's a very big number, isn't it, Penny? There's no denying that. It also includes a fair chunk of superannuation, which we perhaps should take out if we're discussing the actual quantum of his termination pay, because we don't normally include superannuation when we're talking about executive remuneration. It still is a very large number, nonetheless. It sits, you know, up on the high end, certainly, amongst corporate termination payments.
How do you think this is likely to be perceived in the public's view?
Well, as usual, you know, generally the general public seem to be very outraged somewhat at the size of executive pay packets, and particularly when it's an organisation like Australia Post, which, you know, is not a publicly listed company.
And Associate Professor Walker says there is likely to be even further fallout to this latest news about Mr Fahour's final package.
Look, I think there is. There's a lot of cynicism, I think, on the part of the public, particularly when we're talking about public enterprises such as Australia Post, because there's no public listing here. It's not a shareholder-owned organisation. The pay that the CEO is departing with is real money. It's not equity awards or options, which is a large chunk of corporate executive pay. So, I think there is reputational fallout from this type of thing where the executives are seen as, ripping off or extracting rents, as we'd say, from the organisation. I guess the question we need to ask is whether the public feels that that's good value.
Is it just a basic fact that we'll have to pay this sort of money in order to attract the right talent into these positions, or is this a bit of a different situation that we've got here?
Yeah, look, I think this is something of a blip. I think at the time, some months ago, there was some publicity about the CEO's pay packet, and comparisons were made to similar positions in overseas organisations in the same industry, the general consensus being that this is quite exceptional, this type of arrangement made for Australia Post.
And she feels that generally executive pay will fall relatively flat in the coming years as public scrutiny intensifies. Meanwhile, postal workers are understood to be upset by today's revelations. In a statement, the State Secretary of the Victorian branch of the Communication Workers Union, Leroy Lazaro, says it's obscene that Mr Fahour is walking away with nearly $11 million as, quote, a payoff for slashing the postal services of all Australians. His statement goes on to say, our members will be receiving a less than CPI pay rise, absolutely outraged.
Penny Timms reporting.